This is the Texas Standard.
Texas's Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller asking for help for the Texas shrimp industry, which can't get enough workers. Let's go to the Gulf Coast right now. On the line, Kale Boudreau. She works for Twin City Shrimp Company in Port Isabel, Texas. Kale, this is a family thing, right? How long y'all been in business?
1947.
Wow, so y'all have been in business for a long time. I bet you've seen a lot of ups and downs. How have things been recently?
There's always so many different things that we have to deal with. We have so many regulations about shrimping our vessels, and then we have the imports that kill us. We also have workers, too, finding workers for the boat.
Now, that's interesting. You talk about finding workers for the boat. We've been hearing that Texas's Agriculture Commissioner is asking the Trump administration to open up this H-2B visa petition program to allow more temporary foreign workers to work in the shrimp industry in Texas. Would that make a difference?
Oh, that would make a huge difference. Every year it looks like it's harder and harder to get the H-2B visas.
Why is it getting harder and harder to find people to work in the shrimping business?
It's a hard job. It's a hard job, and a lot of the people nowadays don't want to work. I mean, like in any industry.
Yeah, that's odd to me. I mean, because if you need a job and the shrimp industry is open for business in Texas, why would people not want to take those jobs? Is it not pay enough? Is it what's going on?
I don't think it's not the pay. I think maybe it's the physical work that it entails to it, because you are out in sea for 30 to 45 days, and it's not easy. You're in the back deck heading shrimp. I mean, sometimes it might just take you an hour to head them. Sometimes it might take you 2 to 3. It all depends on the volume that you get on the deck to start heading.
Now, other businesses in the area, are they concerned as well? I mean, you talk to other shrimpers about this as an issue?
Oh, this is an issue down here, a big issue. Almost every single shrimping company down here uses H-2B visas, workers, because we just cannot find workers that want to do it.
Well, Kale, if there were not these H-2B visas, could y'all stay in business?
No.
Well, you said that fast.
Yeah, because it's true. Like, last year's season, the H-2B visas weren't here for our season trip. We found workers around here. I even got workers from a different state to come this way. They didn't work. It didn't work out.
Are y'all going to be able to stay in business? I mean, given how difficult it is to find workers and everything, I mean, does it still make sense to keep on going out there every summer?
It makes sense, because the shrimp's out there. The money's out there. It's just trying to get people to get on the boat and get it fishing. And if it gets to the point where we can't get at least the H-2B visa workers, because, I mean, mind you, these guys, the same guys have been coming with us for years on the H-2B visas.
Uh-huh. The same guys.
The same guys. I've had one guy been with us like for 20 years, 15 years, 5 years. You know, they're not different, just different people. They stick it out. And a lot of people nowadays don't stick it out. Like, even in the, you know, working in the farms, that's physical labor. It's everything. It's the farmers. It's the hotels. I mean, it's everything. And these H-2B visas are under all of that. So it's not just shrimping company. It's a lot of different other companies, too.
Kale Boudreau works for Twin City Shrimp Company in Port Isabel, Texas. This is a family operation. Her grandfather founded this company back in 1947. Kale, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard, telling us about what you do. We appreciate it.
Problem at all.
Now, joining us now from just east of Austin is Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Commissioner Miller, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
So now tell me, when you heard Kale Boudreau talking about her shrimping business, what came to mind?
Well, it's something I'm very familiar with. That's why I've requested, the H-2B visa workers. The shrimping industry is what we're talking about this morning, but it affects a lot of other industries. And these industries are unique in many cases. Take the shrimp industry. Now, that employee will get on that shrimp boat and be gone for a minimum of 30 days. Some of the shrimpers will stay out 60, 90, 120 days before they ever come back. And you just can't find many people that want to do that. And then when they come back, the job's over. There's nothing, you're done. So that creates a real problem. There's other industries like grain harvesters that will start in South Texas and move all the way up through the Great Plains, up into the Dakotas during grain harvest. And it's, you work every day. There's no days off. We have carnival workers that are seasonal. same thing. So there's a lot of unique businesses like this that need these specialty workers. And that's just where they get them, is through their H-2B program.
You know, I reckon I didn't understand. I mean, there are a lot of farmers and ranchers that are looking for workers, but I didn't understand how tough it was to find some of these workers. Is there a cap, or is there something, some problem with getting these workers into the flow?
Well, first of all, let me explain, there's two types. There's H-2A, which is agriculture workers, and H-2B, which is non-agriculture workers or business workers, and they're both capped. And the problem we have a lot of times that you will get someone to come up here on a visa program, and they don't return. They don't fulfill the contract. They just kind of fade off into the countryside. Well, that visa doesn't get replaced. That takes up a spot. So now that spot is not available for anyone because that person hasn't returned. So, yes, they are capped, limited numbers. They're certainly not taking jobs away from Americans. We don't want to do that. We want every job opportunity for everyone. But these are types of jobs that are not permanent. They're seasonal. And they're very, very hard, just like the lady said. And they're 24/7 for, 30 to days to 6 to 7, 8 months sometimes.
Uh-huh. Now, I have to ask you, since we got you on the line here, Commissioner, a lot of saber rattling right now between the U.S. and China over tariffs, and there are Texas beef producers who are really worried about what this is going to do to the product that they ship to China and a lot of their expectations, especially. What would you say to them?
Well, the beef producers are going to be the least affected by this. You know, for 14 years, we hadn't shipped any beef to China. We still have shipped very little, if any, Texas beef to China. We just got that last June. We got that raised. So we're just now beginning to ship beef into China. So it's not like we're losing a market. It's a market we've never had.
Okay, well, fair enough on the beef. But what about pork and some of these other products, of course, that are actually on that tariff list?
Well, of course, number two in Texas is cotton. Keep in mind that these tariffs aren't in effect. This is just proposals. This is positioning. This is, trade stance. And none of this has happened. It's just proposals, simply proposals. Probably none of it will actually happen, if it does at all, till fall. But cotton are number two crop behind cattle. China has overproduced cotton. They have more cotton than they need. They actually have cotton in storage. So China's not a big market for Texas cotton, since they have overproduced. Pork is traditionally not a big item in Texas either. What does affect Texas, somewhat soybeans. We're not a leader in soybeans, but we do have some soybean production. That could possibly have a tariff on it. But our biggest crop that would be affected would be our sorghum producers. They are a big market for our Texas sorghum. And we export a lot of sorghum, and a lot of it goes to China.
Commissioner Miller, if someone, say a sorghum producer in Texas, were to come up to you and say, "Man, this is killing us," what would you tell them? I mean, would you say let's just stick it out and hope for the best that the president's on the right track? What would you tell that sorghum producer?
I say, look, just hold the horses, Jesse. Let Trump rob this train because he's in charge. He can do the job. You're not hurt yet. This is all proposals. Don't get too excited. There's actually the ink hadn't dried on anything. Really, the documents haven't been written. This is kind of like the banner the week before a big fight, leading up to the main bout. This is just banner back and forth and positioning and posturing. And so we're a long way from a deal.
Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller speaking with us from just east of Austin today. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us, Commissioner Miller. We appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend. Always glad to represent the Texas farmers and ranchers.